Rami Khoury is executive editor of the English-language Daily Star newspaper in Beirut, Lebanon. Mr. Khoury, Hamas says Israel has opened the gates of hell by killing Yassin. Would that suggest massive revenge?
I would suggest a continuation of the very active warfare that has defined Israeli-Palestinian relations in the last 2 or 3 years, especially between Hamas and Israel. I mean, there is an active war going on already. Israel has been assassinating Palestinians quite actively, the leaders of Hamas and Islamic Jihad and the other groups that are involved in armed attacks against Israel, and the Palestinians are retaliating. So I think we're going to see more of the same. You're going to get both the Israelis and the Palestinian resistance groups using greater and greater violence against each other. And so it's a pretty bad situation, and it's probably going to get worse.
Israel says the killing of Yassin will go a long way to ending Hamas attacks, but some Palestinian officials have called the Sheikh a moderating force within Hamas. Which is it?
Well, he has been an influential leader. He was the founder of Hamas and has been somebody who has been a moderating element at one level. At another level, you've got massive public opinion in Palestine that wants to keep resisting against the Israeli occupation. And he has also said that resistance is inevitable when you have occupation. So you could interpret his views in either way. So the more that Israel does this, the more that the Palestinians fight back and kill Israelis. So this cycle really has to be broken, and I think the Israeli idea that killing people like Sheikh Ahmed Yassin and other leaders of Hamas and other groups will reduce the resistance is just wrong.
Israel says Yassin directed suicide bombings against Israelis.
I can't say if that's true or not, but you've had many, many people doing suicide bombings in the context of the occupation. You've had people attacking Israeli soldiers and settlements, and this is a war. And if you want to stop the war, you have to stop the Israelis killing Palestinians that Israel has killed in the last 3 years. And you have to stop the Palestinians carrying out suicide bombings and legitimate resistance. So you can't just isolate one party or one person or one group or one act of violence. This is a war between two people, and both people have to understand the reasons for the killings that are going on, and stop them through a political negotiation.
How is Yassin regarded in the wider Arab world, and what impact is his death likely to have on Israel's relations with its Arab neighbors?
He's regarded with quite a lot of respect. He seemed to be a religious and spiritual leader who has also taken on a political role, and that has generated for him at both levels, the political and the and religious, a lot of respect. His assassination will clearly harden attitudes towards Israel throughout the region, both at the official government level and at the level of society and political groups. You're likely to see a hardening of attitudes towards Israel within Palestinian society, more support for Hamas and some of the other groups that are carrying out armed attacks against Israel. And it's just hard to see what Israel gains from this, because Israel has been talking about a unilateral disengagement, pulling out from Gaza. And if this is the case, doing this now is only going to increase Hamas's support in Gaza. And if Israel pulls out, Hamas is going to clearly be the dominant force there, which presumably is not in Israel's favor. So it's very difficult to figure out why Israel did this and what motive it had, other than to create greater levels of warfare and violence between Israelis and Palestinians.
So you see it having a negative impact on the peace process?
In the short run, for sure, it'll have a negative impact. You will get Palestinians and other groups retaliating and just maintaining and continuing and increasing this cycle of occupation and resistance and violence and counter-violence that both people have endured. So it's hard to see what positive impact Israel could ever have imagined would come out of this kind of action.
Rami Khoury is executive editor of the English-language Daily Star newspaper in Beirut, Lebanon.